Hello there, once again, this is Your Money and Your Mindset, and I'm your host, Laura Whitehand. Welcome to another fascinating show. As usual, I have very interesting guests I bring on the show who are experts who are going to help you with your business, whether it is in your mindset, whether it's in the area of you getting your act together in terms of getting yourself out there, known online. Well, in this case, you're in luck, because today I have two lovely ladies who are basically experts in that field who will help you as the entrepreneur get on with what you do best while they look after this aspect, which is building a website presence and making sure that you ask the right questions and you get the right answers from your from the people who love what you do and are clamoring to come and pay you money to do that. So my guests are Jules Tarrant and Haley Wilson from Live, Laugh, Lead. Okay, they are the owners of a company that specializes in helping entrepreneurs, as I said, establish an online presence, which nowadays, folks, you know, is just so important if you're going to get to the number one spot on the number one page of Google searches. So it's like getting a big free kick if you're out there. As you know, running a business is not just running a business of your products and services, but making sure you get all the other boxes ticked, right? And so in terms of building an online business, it's not something that people naturally gravitate to. And most people will say, I'll leave it to the end. When in fact, this is one of the most important things. And we'll get Haley and Jules to talk about that. And most people, if you're a female in this sort of industry, you probably do not like the idea of having to talk to a techno geek. And I don't blame you. And so Haley and Jules become the interface, the human interface who are basically warm, inviting, understanding, and will take you by the hand to get you through the process so that you get on doing what you do best. As a coach, as a business owner, as somebody who delivers a product or something that you believe in, a widget. So without further ado, welcome Haley and welcome Jules. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Okay. So as you can see, folks, there's two lovely ladies. And they're in a male-dominated field.
So we want to
ask
are.
Them. Certainly are. And we want to ask them first and foremost, is like, how did you arrive at this point? I mean, you didn't just wake up one day and decided, look, I'm going to be an SEO expert. And that's a big word, SEO. Okay, so tell us about yourself.
Well, we can start with me if you like. I've been a business coach and a personal coach for many, many years. I've managed businesses, both my own businesses and other people's. And one of the things that I continually get struck by is people working really, really hard and putting a lot of passion into their project, but not allowing themselves to really get out there enough so that they can get that income stream to make it all worthwhile. We go into business so that we can create a lifestyle, but often our lifestyle becomes even more restricted when we have it than having a job, because we become a slave to it, we've got to pay the mortgage. So what I meeting up with Hayley, and Hayley will take you through her background in a minute, we discovered there was a real need out there for people to get assistance that was technical, but we could communicate in a non-technical way and kind of do some hand-holding for people so they could really, achieve their dreams.
My background's basically pretty much how I got into SEO, I guess, from the start was I had a bricks and mortar business. So I was trying to generate, new clients and leads via traditional means, I guess, through newspapers, yellow page ads, anything that I could pretty much get my hands on, and found that anything that they basically weren't working. So me being me, I thought I'd have a crack at doing something myself. And that's pretty much how it started. So it was about 6 or 7 years ago now. Pretty much taught myself, and now generating leads and traffic for other businesses. And building websites that convert as well, which is really cool. And being able to work with Jules is awesome, because she just, brings in that other part, that I didn't have to the business. And so between the two of us, we're having some fun and getting some really great results now.
Yeah.
So in that sense, we're just going to go off on a tangent then. If people out there, if you are a solopreneur, it's basically you're the boss. Now, in this case, I'm just going to talk to you guys out there that you see here, this is a partnership and is a synergistic partnership. As Haley has said, two heads are better than one, and you bring a new dynamic into it. And it's actually, folks out there, if you think struggling on your own is getting to be a bit tedious, think about the idea of bringing in a partnership. And I'm sure both Haley and Jules can actually mentor you through that, as in finding the right partner, the right fit, so that you both complement each other rather than butt heads, if that's the case. If you're afraid that it's not going to work out, well, there are instances when that would happen, but I think Jules and Haley will be able to show you, okay, the sorts of people that you want to partner with in these sorts of things. Okay, that was just an aside. Now back to the main point.
Sure.
Main point here. First of all, with websites, if you're an entrepreneur and you're not a technophile, all of this is going to be basically geek speak, as in SEOs, you know, CSS, that sort of a thing, as in cascading styles, whatever pages, etc. And you're not going to be...
That's impressive, Laura.
Oh, thank you. I just studied, I brushed up on that. No, but the thing is that for lots of people, they don't know, they don't want necessarily want to know, they just want it to work. Okay, they just want it to work, and that is the worst thing you can bring to a web designer and say, please just make it work. They can't get in your head to understand your vision, first of all. Now, so can you just walk us through, what is the difference between a website, as in ho-hum, and one that really draws people to it, gets people engaged, and gets people excited and interested in what you have to offer, whether it's a product or a service? And I think that's the part where a lot of people would like to have happen, but they cannot translate that to the web designer. So just tell us what sort of questions they should be asking and what sort of instructions they should be giving their web designer.
Yeah, I think the clients out there are very similar to what we have, in our experience, found our competitors or colleagues in the industry are like. We either have the people who are big into the functionality or big into the look. So you've either got designers out there, it's all about graphic, or designers out there where it's all about functionality and it doesn't look very good. So we really try to marry those things up, or we do marry those things up. And so with our clients, we understand pretty quickly whether they're into the functionality or into the design, and we walk them through the area that they're not so comfortable with and let them have as free a hand as the area that they may be comfortable with. And certainly some clients aren't comfortable with either of those, so we can just help them along with that. In terms of really grabbing someone's attention when they first get on your website, not many people know that, even though we do it every day, that it's less than 3 seconds that someone will have a look at your site before they click off it or go on to your competitor. So you've really got less than 3 seconds to say, hey, look at me, this is worthwhile staying on my page. So some of the ways that we can do that, Hales, did you want to chip in here?
Well, I was just going to say probably one of the biggest things, one of the biggest differences that we bring is that we really like to kind of get inside, each business's clients' heads, basically. Yeah. So we like to know what they want to achieve from the website for a start, what kind of target market they're after, really what they're wanting the website to achieve. And then we build it from a design side of things around that. Jules is the funky designer, pulls in some cool graphics and stuff, great looking sites. And and from a functionality side of things, make it work. So whether it's selling products or whether it's building a list, it just depends on what the client wants to achieve. So that's one big thing we definitely bring. We take a lot of time really nutting that out to start with. I think that's probably one of the biggest things that we do. Before we even build it, we want to get in our heads what the client needs, basically.
Because it's not going to do you a lot of good to have an online business card, which is what a lot of people say, I need a website, clearly my business isn't online, I need a website. And they go and spend a lot of money on an online business card that basically tells people what they do and how they can be contacted. But is that really what the objective is of that client? Do they not want something more? Do they not want their user to have an experience? So in addition to really nutting out what the client wants as an objective from the site, we also look at what their user needs to experience to enjoy that site and hopefully inquire about their products and services. So some of the key elements for a website, just for those listening who have a website or are thinking about creating one, it really needs to be engaging from the get-go. So really busy sites, and you've all seen them, you get on and there's black bits and bright neon things flashing at you and things rotating and images moving. you know, basically when I look at that, I just go flick. My eyes, my senses just can't stand that kind of overload, and I can't even find out where I want to go. So simple, clean sites doesn't mean that it can't be really bright and engaging, but clear so that people can go, okay, so that's something pretty, but this is where I have to click on to get my information. Mm-hmm. That's pretty important. Intuitive navigation. You know, we're really blessed to have Apple products surrounding us, which are very much about intuitive navigation, so that, you know, kids can use them without even opening the manual because it's just so intuitive. So when we work with clients, we make sure that the flow of the site is really intuitive, which is really quite important. Another thing that a lot of people forget to do is give their users an instruction. So if we're in the market of websites, mobile phone apps, and search marketing, which is our business, we need to instruct our viewer of our website, where do we want them to go? When they've gone there, what do we want them to do? We want them to give us a call. We want them to email us. We want them to have a look at our latest blog to get hints and tips. You know, there's things on our site, which is livelaughlead.com.au, which says, you know, click here to get 7 secrets to website success. There's a clear instruction there. And all your copy, which is the text, the body text, needs to have a call to action. So I've told you about us. This is what you need to do. So most people forget that when they've just got their business card type site. Give your user an instruction and they tend to follow it.
Okay, we've got a question here. It says, in terms of engaging via Facebook, so how would you do it? Because Facebook is it's like a gazillion people on it. So how do you get them to, you know, look at this. I've just posted something that's important to my business, or, you know, that something I want to share. So that's a valid question, I think, in that
sense. Yeah, really good question.
Yeah, look, I think the whole Facebook thing, it's a I think probably one of the biggest things that people make the mistake of is they think, oh, I'll just post a few Facebook posts and then, you know, people are going to comment and like and you know, share my stuff. But they don't, so, and then they give up. The whole thing about social media is it's And we've all done it, I'm sure. But the whole thing about social media is really, you know, taking your time. It's just being consistent with it as well. So if you're posting, say, once a day, then post once a day. If you're posting once a week, post once a week kind of thing. But the other thing is too, just it's all about, I guess, trying to make it engaging. So asking your followers questions, really trying to include them. So it's not just about posting information, it's about how you can actually interact with that client online.
It's about engaging. So say you were a dog training company and you have a Facebook business page or a website with the Facebook posts coming up on your website, which is a, you know, great way to get more people engaging with your Facebook page and definitely having a like button and those kinds of things. Say you're selling, you're posting that you've just got new stock from, you know, somewhere else in the world of fantastic dog walking leads, you know, some new whiz bang thing. You describe it, you talk about it, but instead of just leaving it there, say, what do you find is most effective when walking your dog? You know, and then people go, I find that, you know, if I've got one of those retractable things, it works easier because I don't have to be pulled all the time or whatever. But people, when they're asked a question, a percentage of people will respond because they want to engage. But if you just finish it on your statement, people just go, oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. Thanks very much. Let's move on to the next site or post or what have you.
Yeah.
Did that answer the question?
Yes, yes. It's actually the psychology of it. You know, nature abhors a vacuum. When you ask a question, there's a compulsion to answer it.
It's like putting your hand out. Somebody will shake it.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot of resistance for someone to not shake your hand if you put it out like that towards them. So you guys give it a try. But, yeah, so that's kind of we're full of hints and tips because we love to share our knowledge and we love to see people succeed. Mm. So, you know, in terms of that kind of thing, whatever you're doing, ask yourself, how is this of interest to my audience, my target market, and how can I use this to engage them? And asking questions is a really good way to do that.
Mm. Wow, fantastic. Look, even in that first 15 minutes, you've just given away a whole bunch of secrets. Mm. Great idea.
So can we just give you one more, because this is really important. A lot of people don't realize that on their Facebook personal pages, when they're putting lots of business information, that can actually be taken down by Facebook. So it's important that if you're going to use a page primarily for business, that you actually make it a business page. Now, that's a whole different show, different interview, and we can certainly do that at some stage if people are interested to do that. But what we recommend is if you're in a, you know, starting off your business and you're not sure about whether your personal page has got too much information, the golden rule is pretty much 20% business, 80% personal. And the other thing that's really important to do is have a second admin person on your Facebook page. That means if we invite LawY to our Facebook business page, personal page, and Facebook says, you know what, you guys are putting too much about your business, we're just going to take it down without you knowing about it. If we don't have LawY as our second admin person, we've lost all of that information because they've taken us down. But the second admin person can get access, copy and paste the information, and perhaps put it onto a business Facebook page. So always have a second admin person on your page just in case it gets taken away from you, because they've got every right to do so without telling you.
Wow. Well, that's
news. Yeah, really good tip, that one. Yeah, really good tip. It's news to a lot of people.
Yeah, most people who create Facebook pages just create it themselves and just have one admin. So when you're creating a Facebook page, always, always, always have two, at least two admin.
Yeah, so we thought that was worthwhile taking a couple of minutes to tell you, because that's pretty crucial.
Well, folks out there, I think you should thank these people, Jules Tarrant and Haley Wilson, for just giving you that very important heads up about what Facebook can do to your business. That it's a bit like what Google did, and then they started to sharpen up and get very tight in terms of what you can post and what you can put up as, you know, legitimate ads, etc. So it's a
exactly
it constantly evolves. Organic, yes. So this yeah. thing is basically what you're saying, that people actually need to keep up with the times, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and somebody will turn around and say, look, I haven't got time. I just want to run my business. If I'm a coach, I just want to coach. I don't want to have to deal with this tinkering around the edges. So do you guys literally do that and monitor the whole thing for them? So in a sense, you've got their back.
Yeah, depending on what service they hire from us. So if they hire us for a service of, can you check out that everything that I'm doing is to the level? Can you make sure that I'm getting X, Y, Z? We'll do that for them. So we can create a package to do one narrow service or a lot of services for them. Whatever it is, just talk to us and we can tailor something. That's not a problem. But, you know, it's a bit like if I was a coach, which I used to be a coach for many, many years and had a very successful business, which was great. The last thing I want to do is trying to keep up to date with stuff that isn't my passion. So, you know, that's the same reason that I have a cleaner, because if I can focus on my business, I can afford to pay someone else to do the stuff that doesn't turn me on and that I don't like doing.
Yes, it's better value for money as well. Yeah.
Absolutely, much better value for money. Yep. And to really know that your online presence is correct, following by the rules and maximising your exposure to your marketplace is really great.
Oh, that's fantastic. So viewers, you can see these two young ladies are actually, you know, human.
Thank you for calling us young.
Yes. And basically have got your number, you know, in a sense that if this is something you've been looking for and you felt uncomfortable or intimidated going to some web design company, which is full of, by and large, males, okay? No disrespect, but the point is you want to feel comfortable talking about what you do in your business to the person who is going to be designing your website that's going to draw traffic and actually convert people to paying customers. So Haley and Jules Tarrant seem to be the two people here who have got the ability to interface, because I know you two have got people who are, you call them your tech ninjas, who actually do the can I call them the propeller heads?
The propeller heads is good.
Yeah, who actually do that stuff and they're very good at it, and you know how to speak their language and translate it from what the client who comes to you says, I want this website, and you can actually translate. This means you need A, B, C, D, E on it, which they will not be able to do if they went the approach the Mr. Propeller Head themselves. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly right. So we specialise in communicating, sort of drawing out, and that's where our coaching skills come in, drawing out the needs of the client, working out the user experience that's desired, and then getting that, translating that. We do some of the stuff, but the real coding stuff that is really kind of propeller head stuff, we make sure that that's done. we check everything to our extremely high standards and then say to our client, check this out. They may wish to make changes and that process goes. So we're really, you know, we're also a bit of idea machines. So quite a few of our clients have profited significantly from something we've gone, oh, have you tried this or thought about you approaching this company or whatever? And away they go. We can't help ourselves with that because we just love to get people out there, including ourselves. So we've got ideas coming 10 to the dozen and they're free.
And they're free, definitely, you know. It's like what Zig Ziglar said, you know, you help enough people get what they want and you will get what you want.
Yeah, well, I mean, we love our lives, so, you know, and we're very much abundance-minded. You know, we don't do that kind of thing where we'll hold back so we can have it. There's more than enough money and ideas and success out there for all of us.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we can build a platform for you guys, then we'd love to do that.
Look, I just love that mindset, that mentality. You know, the show is called Your Money and Your Mindset, and it really is, isn't it? You use that word abundance. Now, a lot of people at this point in time will say, but businesses are struggling, shutting down, the economy. You know, you hear that from the mainstream media. Yet you're saying that, yes, your business actually can flourish under these circumstances. Provided,
it is flourishing, yeah.
Yeah. No, not your business. I mean businesses as general.
Oh, everyone's. Yeah.
It can flourish using the sort of principles that you use in your business, which is, like I said, an abundance mindset, among other things. Do you mind just sharing a bit more about that? Because I think this is going to be helpful, per se, to any business, not just like website designs.
Okay, well, Hayley, you just give me a nudge when you want to get a word in edgeways, because this is an area that we're both pretty passionate about. Let's take Arnold Schwarzenegger as an example. He did the bodybuilding, excelled at that. He did acting, excelled at that. And then he went into politics. Okay, so there's the typical politician scandals, but he excelled at that. He was the governor. To me, that shows very much that success is transferable. The skills of confidence, putting yourself out there, doing a great job. I'm not suggesting that he did or didn't, but these are qualities for a successful business owner, entrepreneur. Having ideas and backing yourself. These are all, this is something that all of us can do, no matter whether we're successful mothers and it's our first business. If we can do mothering successfully, if we can change a nappy and get our kids in bed well fed, then we're a success as far as I'm concerned. So that's transferable to another career. Same with your business. Now, there is a high percentage of businesses that don't thrive, but learning is vast. In anything that you try and may not succeed. I'm not suggesting you're not going to succeed, but your learning is vast. One of the things that we believe in and that we can help with our clients as well is that no matter what's happened, you can take the learning from that and a new opportunity is right within the next minute. You don't have to wait for a month for a new opportunity. Mm. If you've got that mindset that you're supported, that's another thing that we share in common, and our partnership is great, that people are actually conspiring to support us, our families, our business, ourselves as human beings, ourselves as women. We strongly believe that there's lots of people who are conspiring to make us the best we can be, and our job is to go along with that and not resist that. So no matter what happens in the business or anything else, we know that there's another opportunity for a new client, for a new business, for a joint venture, whatever, every minute of the day. So if we miss one because we're having a bad day or because we stuff it up, it's only a matter of seconds before something else comes along.
Yeah.
And when you have that kind of abundance mindset, it means that you actually see the opportunities that come along.
Yeah.
If you don't have that mindset, you're stuck in the pity party. And believe me, we have pity parties. But because we just go, yeah, don't talk to me unless you want to be pity party with me, it's over with pretty quickly. And then, you know, it's just a matter of time before something magnificent comes up and we go, of course it has. Of course it has. It always was.
Yeah.
That's so fantastic. That's kind of my take on that.
I think the other thing is,
with you, Hayley, I was going to say, you know, the other thing that I notice is that you always talk about looking, in a sense, looking on the bright side, the glass is half full kind of thing. But also it sort of segues nicely into what you used to do, isn't it, Hayley? You used to be a champion javelin thrower. So you've got to have focus and you've got to be really sharp about what you want, right, in terms of the business. So You obviously have to do that with some of your clients who come in who are a bit sort of airy-fairy and a bit vague, like, oh, no, just make it pretty kind of thing. But you know what they want. So how do you get them through that? Just talk us through that, eh?
Really just kind of slowly a lot of the time. It's just talking to them. It's just letting them talk about their business, their clients, you know, what they need, and then just asking questions, really. Because I think what they do is they get in their head what they think they want it to look like because of what they love, not because of what their client loves or what their client might love or what their client needs. It's all about them. So I guess helping them sort of shift the focus off, you know, their needs and stuff and back onto the clients, basically. So it's probably the best way.
Hayley has a magnificent way of being able to speak with people so that she's very much on their team but guiding them into what's going to work for them without saying, no, that's not going to work. Like, there's never that kind of judgment. It's more, her style is much more, okay, that sounds like a great idea, but if we do this X, Y, Z, we can really boost that in a different way. And clients just find that so refreshing. So that their ideas are always welcome but channeled into a way that's actually going to work for them.
So you give them the perspective they otherwise will not be able to have because, you know, you can't see the forest from the trees because they're so close to the action.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Exactly right.
I think once you start talking about possibilities and options and that kind of thing, then it opens their minds as well. So you go from a, you know, like a square box basically into really opening up into, you know, any possibility, really, and opportunities that they might not have even thought of. So, but we both do that. Like, once we're both on a call, we're both very passionate and, so we're pretty much the same that way. So,
We really enjoy speaking with our clients and we really enjoy seeing their results because, you know, we treat each business almost like it's our own. Because with the coaching and things, we've been involved with lots of business. We know what works and what doesn't work.
Okay. So you've actually sort of, done business coaching as in coach people who run businesses, yes?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. And you know, I've been doing that with helping with that for maybe 15 years where either personal coaching or business coaching, really helping to get people clear about what it is they want, finding a solution and taking action on that, and then rewarding themselves for it. So it's the same process. It's again like that Arnold Schwarzenegger thing, it's a transferable skill. Yep.
Okay, so basically you've just, you know, encapsulated what your business does that is unique and different from every other business that's online or in a directory where you can say, you know, web designer and, you know, 1,000 companies will turn up if you did a Google search. So you're saying basically you are different. Your unique point selling proposition is the fact that you get into the client's heads, in a sense, you get on side with them and you actually tease out of them what they want but haven't been able to articulate, and you do it in a way that is non-judgmental, but also you help them do the this is how I want it to look via your association with your ninjas, your tech ninjas, who understand your version of what you're saying because you've translated the client's I guess big picture vision. And you've done the nuts and bolts. Because I know for some people, getting to the nuts and bolts, it's almost like going to the dentist. They'd rather go and have a root canal than do that.
I mean, it's a bit like, you know, I want to get in my car and I want it to work when I push the accelerator and start the engine in the reverse order. I don't want to have to know which bit the petrol comes through in order for making that happen. I just want a car that's safe, looks good, and away I drive. So for a lot of people, that's websites as well. And we really love being able to take all that load off people's hands and minds. As I said before, some people want to be in every aspect of it. That's fine with us as well. Some people just want to go, we've just finished a job for a client. He kind of get where, this is what I want, girls. And we just made it happen, and he's just absolutely delighted. He can't believe how happy it is. Because we use all of our knowledge and skills in business and in web design and functionality to make it happen. So, you know, no matter how much you want to be involved or how little, as long as it's going to suit you, that's big for us. It may be a site that we love, but if it doesn't reflect you, the nature of your business and your style, then you're not going to love it. And you loving it is what is what a successful site is about, yeah. And your users loving it, of course.
So what I hear is that for you, you know, one size doesn't fit all, and you tailor it specifically.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, because I know that just anecdotally speaking with other people, that some of them will say, I paid, you know, $6,000-$7,000 for this website to be built. It's pretty, but it doesn't do much else.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. We've gone in and gone, oh, no.